Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I haven't been here in a while. This is Charlie. I have missed the past couple podcast episodes. Dixie has been on her own or with Noah or Alexa, so a lot has happened since I've talked to you guys last, and I'll start with Atlanta. Atlanta was super fun. We went there for the Triller Fight Club since we, as in my sister and I, both work very closely with Triller, and they have been amazing partners, and we love Triller, and they brought us there to put the belts on the winning fighting guys, which was super cool. First of all, boxing is, like, scary. I've never really, like, watched a boxing match. It was a lot. It was really interesting to watch for the first time, like, live, because I had watched the other fight, like, a few weeks ago, but this one was different because I got to see it live and I got to actually talk to some of the people that were fighting after their fights, and they were all super, super nice. And what I was mostly worried about was, like, are these people gonna, like, be mad at each other after? Because I don't really know how it works. Like, is it just you fight and then you're over it, or is it like you fight and then you're upset? I think that for each fight it kind of depends, because I think sometimes they don't really like each other and they're not really friends, but I feel like if they were friends before, I mean, they would be friends after. I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, if I were to fight my friends, we would still be friends after, even if, like, they won or I won. So I don't know. Maddie's, like, 6 feet tall, so I can't really fight her because I think that would be an unfair advantage. And Avani and I are, like, the same height, but I don't know. I feel like she might be stronger than me just because she's a gymnast, or she was a gymnast. But the other thing that I do know is that she has a hurt back, so that would give me a little bit of leverage. But I don't really want to fight my friends. I don't know. I kind of like them. I want to keep them intact. I'm saying that as if I could do anything. I'm like 5'3 and have noodle arms. But yeah, so Maddie and Avani both have spam TikTok accounts. And when we were in Atlanta, I kind of wanted a place to post things that weren't like what I would post on my main TikTok account. So I made this spam. We tried to come up with a name for like a very long time. Ended up not coming up with a name, which I think makes it even better. And it's just kind of a place for me to post what I would normally be posting if I were just like in high school and didn't really have like a following like I do. So I think that that's really cool, but I would love to one day just kind of bring that to my other account and just be able to kind of post what I want. But there are obviously a lot of trolls who are finding their ways to like my spam now. And obviously it's frustrating, but it's like, that's kind of expected almost. So it doesn't really bother me. I just kind of wish that, like, I don't know, it would just be a little bit more like normal. I don't want people fighting in my comment sections, because half of the comments are people that support me and like want to like support me through commenting, and half of them is yelling at those people. And I don't know, I tried to make a video about it. It was obviously taken the wrong way and people didn't want to hear me speak because they just kind of want me to like sit there and like be like funny or do a dance or something. So I don't know, I think that that's super, super odd. But I wish that was a place where like everyone could just kind of get along for a little bit, because I truly don't think that all of my comments hating on each other is better than like if I were just to post this stuff on my normal account and got hate myself, especially because it's like different. I've also been kind of dealing with it for a long time, so I don't know, it's just super weird to me, but I wish it was like a little bit more calm and sane.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky. co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Yeah, so back to holding up the belt at the fight. So Avani, Dixie, and I all held up the belt and then put the belt on the guy that won the fight. But that's not what we were originally supposed to. Originally, we were supposed to announce performance, but everything just happened so quickly that we didn't end up getting to do that. So Bobby, who is with Triller and like we've become very close with just because he's such an awesome guy and he like has an awesome daughter and we just love them. He was like, hey, do you want to give the belt to the winner? And we were like, sure. And he was like, okay, go up to the ring now. And we were like, we were upstairs in like our little room. So we had to like run down so quickly and they like weren't letting us into the part that we were supposed to get to because we didn't bring the right pass with us. So the second we got like down to the floor, we had to like run up onto the stage. I literally threw my purse and my phone because I was just so unprepared. And then I was also wearing a very short dress and I had to like get into the ring. It was a mess, but it ended up going pretty good. So if you looked like flustered or anything, it was because we were not prepared to do that. So people obviously did not like that we were at a boxing match in the first place because we are not boxers, I guess, or like big boxing fans, which I think is funny because like we were invited to go and like we had a job while we were there. So I feel like it makes sense. But obviously to some people that's not going to be like their first thoughts. So I get it. But like we were told to do it. So we did. It wasn't like a, oh, we want to do this. Like we were asked to do it. So we held up the belts and everything. But it was really fun. I wouldn't like go back and change it because people were being mean on social media because they were going to be mean either way. It didn't really like bother me when they were saying stuff because we were just having so much fun. And that was a great and super fun experience that I would definitely not trade for anything else. It was just super awesome. Next thing that I'm going to talk about is the America's Sweetheart music video. Okay, so Lil Huddy makes music and he was a TikToker, but he's moving his way more into music. So that's kind of where he is now. But he made a song called America's Sweetheart and I was cast to be in the music video as a dancer, and that was super, super fun. And he sang the song, and I wore a little red dress, and it was super, super fun. Shoot day was awesome. Shoot day was very comfortable, which was super, super awesome, because, like, I've known his whole team for a while, so that was really cool. But just the fact that I wasn't like behind the camera, instead I was in front of the camera was definitely a little bit weird because usually when I go to like music video shoots or something, like I'm not always like seen and I'm never like usually a focal point because I don't make music. But the fact that his team and the directors and everyone was just super, super supportive was really, really awesome and a very like, I don't know what you would say, like safe environment, I guess. It was super fun and I felt very comfortable and comfortable enough to like dance in front of everyone, which has gotten a little bit more difficult just due to the fact that now everyone wants me to be kind of like perfect and dance isn't really meant to be perfect. So that's very, very frustrating because I just kind of want to experiment and everything, and that can't really happen if I'm expected to be this perfect person. So I don't know, it was just a safe and comfortable space and it kind of made me more comfortable to maybe do more dancing in the future, but for now I'm just kind of trying to take a little bit of a break from doing like too much dance stuff just for myself because I feel like it does definitely take a toll on you when you're trying to be this perfect person and that's just not reality, because I never said it was, but that's what everyone else kind of just agreed upon. So after I found out I was doing the music video, I was actually super excited because I thought it would be like super, super fun. But then when it came closer to after shooting, after seeing the final version of the video and it was about to come out, like even in the last like 5 minutes that it was supposed to come out and the preview was going on, I was like still kind of freaking out just because I'm kind of putting myself out there in a little bit of a different light. And I just kind of want to make everyone happy, and that's kind of where I stand. So it's a little bit difficult, like not being able to do that all the time. And I just wasn't sure how people were going to take it. But I think it turned out really, really well. I think we got the messages across that Chase was trying to do. And I think it just overall went very, very well. So it was super exciting.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, so when we were shooting, I was on set for a very long time. When I look back at the hours, that was a very long time. But now it's like I just had so much fun that I don't even care because it was just fun to do. And it let me dance, which was nice. And I feel comfortable around Chase. So that was really cool. And he was like watching me from the monitor in the other room. And that was really awesome. And like my mom was there and Erica was there. And everyone was just really, really happy with how it turned out. Yeah, so I turned 17 in a few days on Saturday. And I don't know, it kind of feels the same. Doesn't really feel like my birthday because like April in California is very different than April in Connecticut. So it doesn't really feel like, oh, spring is here and everything. Because usually the flowers start blooming here and it's that transition from winter to spring. And it's just really beautiful outside. But in California, it's kind of just beautiful always. So I was just not, it doesn't feel like it normally does. And I haven't had a good birthday these last couple years. Just like I've always had a bunch of like small friend groups, and I've always had trouble like bringing those people together. But this year it's completely off my shoulders. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea if anything is happening. I really just don't know. But I kind of put it in the hands of my mother, and whatever she thinks would be fun for me to do when I turn 17, I guess she's gonna do. And I don't really know what's going to happen, but I'm just super excited. I hope I just get to spend time with my friends because, I mean, that's really it. But, like, I don't know. Everyone keeps kind of, like, asking me, like, what I want for my birthday or stuff like that. I don't really want anything just because I feel like what I truly want, that's not a need, I have, whether it's in the form of friendships or love or things like that or happiness. I just feel like I can get that from the people around me any day. So I don't know, maybe I'll ask my friends for like a hug or something, but I don't really know if I want anything. If I could do like anything for my birthday, I would go to like a farm and pet little ducks and pet cows, but my dad's allergic to a bunch of farm animals, so I can't really do that. But I don't know, I'm just like, I love animals, and hopefully one day I can get like a farm because that seems super fun and like just something that I would really enjoy. It's very calming. I rode horses a few months ago, and that was like the most peaceful thing I've done in a very long time. I would want to like experience something like that. It doesn't even have to be on my birthday or for my birthday. That's just something that I kind of want to do. But I would, like, want to take my family and friends with me, but then my dad's allergic to a lot of animals, so that's difficult. He was allergic to dogs for the majority of his life, but he had to get allergy shots because dogs are a big part of our family. So, yeah. I don't really remember a lot of my birthdays from when I was younger. I just have, like, a really bad memory, so I have to, like, be reminded of it. I remember going to, like, the American Girl doll store when I was really young, and that was something that was, like, probably the best experience of my life, and I just had, that was like something really cool. I loved American Girl dolls, and I loved like Polly Pockets and Barbies and all that jazz. That was super fun. I guess I could bring them on the farm.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So I haven't talked to you guys since Gemma came to Connecticut. So I want to talk a little bit about that. And oh, I also kind of want to talk a little bit about like long distance friendships, because I feel like not a lot of people understand how that like works, especially when she's a full-time student and competitive dancer, so she can't come out here all the time. Yeah, so Gemma and I have been friends for like 5 years after we met at a dance class. It was like a master class at my hometown studio. She still goes there. I still like technically am enrolled there. I don't want to go anywhere else, but yeah, so we met there a bunch of years ago, and we've just kind of been best friends ever since the first day we met. So Gemma and I don't talk every single day, but we also don't need to talk every single day to keep the friendship that we've had for 5 years, almost six or something like that. But she came here a few weeks ago or something, and it was really awesome. We got to kind of just like sing and dance around and just kind of have fun together. I had her meet up with Maddie and Avani and I, so we all got to hang out, and that was really cool to kind of like, I think they've met before, but it was cool to bring them together like again, and like it's fun to see them comment on each other's posts because they're friends from two separate sides of the country, and they're like, they still are able to have this connection. So it's just really cool and something that I'm very excited to have. But at the end of the day, I definitely wish that Gemma was here more often so I could see her, because it is tough not being able to see your like best friend all the time. But at the same time, it makes those like times she's out here or I'm there even more like meaningful. So yeah. Okay, everyone, that is it for today's podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to come back next week for another episode. But until then, I am leaving. Just kidding. I'm still going to be right here, but and for anyone that doesn't have it, you can follow me anywhere at Charlie D'Amelio. I just wanted to say thank you guys for listening, and I love you all so much. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Two Chicks comes to you from Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio. You can listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes. Available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Bye!